beautiful day as we broadcast today, 17th annual Illich Companies Foundation Celebrity Golf Classic. Celebrity, emphasis on celebrity. We've got Alex DeBrincat joining us this morning. Alex, good morning.
Yeah, morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Glad to have you here. How's the summer been?
It's been great. It's been a lot of fun. We were just talking a minute ago, but I'm ready to go. I've had enough fun this summer and ready to get back at it.
And you're just coming from a workout. I got to ask, how's the workout affect your golf game?
This time of summer, my golf game goes downhill for sure. So I don't think it necessarily helps, but I'll try to whack it out.
You'll muscle through it.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about the outlook for the upcoming season? Thoughts on the off season and just how you guys stack up now going into this season?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think we're all excited to get going. I know we brought in a couple of good players, to really help us out. So hopefully all goes to plan and we can start off strong and kind of go from there.
When you get into camp and you're getting to know those new guys, how long does it take to be comfortable with them out on the ice?
Oh, not that long. Yeah. I think, a lot of the bonding we do in Traverse City off the ice really helps that progress and make it a lot easier. So it's nice going up there, get to know the new guys. And as a new player, it's nice to get to know the team. So, I think it's great time up there and it really makes us closer.
As you can imagine, everybody's looking forward to seeing whether or not you guys can get back in the postseason. And I know last year, in the last couple Marches, you guys haven't been able to get over that hump. Larkin's comments last year about, hey, we didn't get that boost at the deadline. Was that some sentiment that you felt in that locker room as well? What is kind of that missing ingredient?
I think there's a lot of things that go, happen at that time of year. I think we obviously weren't playing well and that's history and we got to figure out a way. It's kind of the past 2 years we've had a lull in that March time frame where we're really close, we're in it, and we kind of dip back a little bit. So us as players got to find a way to really power through that and not get such a setback. I think there's going to be setbacks throughout the year, but we got to find a way to minimize them and not let them last. So for us, we just got to focus on each game and worry about that.
Do you feel the group is good enough to get over that hump?
Yeah, for sure. I think we're, like I said, we got a couple guys that are coming in that should really help us, and it'll be fun, to start the year, see what everyone's made of, and go from there. I think, you can't really, make the playoffs in the first month, but it will definitely help if you have a good start.
Tom McClellan came in, so you guys got a chance to know him at the end of the season there. How do you think training camp will be different with the personality and the coaching style of Todd versus previous leadership?
I think it'll be good. I think it'll be hard. It'll be, very attention to detail oriented. In Todd's game, details are really big. And just the work ethic, I think, he requires you to go out there and give it your all every shift. And I think that's something that's going to be instilled in us from day one. And, like I said, the details are going to be there. And, hopefully it's good for us.
From afar, it looks like he's a guy that you know where you stand with him. He doesn't mince words. He's incredibly honest. What is he like as a coach for you guys? Is that accurate?
Yeah, for sure. That's very accurate. I think, there's no in-between of where you stand. He's going to tell you he holds guys accountable. Whether you're the best player on the team or one of the lower guys. And I think it's all – everyone is held accountable, and that just makes us better in the long run. I think we can't have guys, slacking off and being on their own page, and he really enforces that. And, I think he was great for us last year, and I'm excited for a full season with him.
Now that you've been back for a couple of years, what's it been like for you to play for your home team?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I think it's, this is thrown out there all the time, but it's a dream come true. I think growing up rooting for the Red Wings and, having two seasons under my belt here now and feeling super comfortable here and loving the team, teammates, and the fans here, it's incredible. It's definitely, more than I could have asked for, and it's been a lot of fun.
Do you feel extra pressure having grown up watching the Wings of the previous years, and now you're living that dream? Do you feel a little extra pressure that, hey, I'm a hometown guy and I need to take this team where everybody wants them to be?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I put a lot of pressure on myself anyways, sure. But yeah, you feel the pressure. I think everyone on the team feels the pressure, whether you're from here or not. I think, you know, we're a good enough team to make the postseason and have, you know, hockey in Detroit be fun again. And yeah, that's just the goal we're working for, and obviously Stanley Cup's the end goal. So yeah, we'll try to get back to that spot.
Because growing up, I mean, they're in it every single year for you growing up. I mean, it would be shocking that they wouldn't be in it. And I know you want to be a big part of getting them back in that postseason mix. Growing up, Sergei Fedorov, 91. What does it mean to see his number get raised to the rafters later this season?
Yeah, it's awesome. He was definitely a guy I liked to watch when I was younger. And, you know, the way he could fly around there and make plays like that, it was definitely pretty cool to see they're going to retire his number, and I'm excited to be there for that night.
I was being made fun of during the commercial break because I was fixing a couple of the American flags.
The most John
Jansen
thing ever.
I asked you right before we went on what the most memorable national anthem you've heard as a player is. Do you, now that you've had zero time to think about
Is
there one that stands out to you?
I mean, I think bias playing in Chicago, I think that's one of the best ones I've heard.
Yeah.
You know, the electricity in that arena when they start that, and yeah, I think that was one of the best. I mean, there's a lot. Any time you can, you know, really any of them at a big hockey game is.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I got hats off to you with the focus, because we've had a number of people come by and say hi while we're live on air. We just had a guy actually try and have a conversation with you while you're answering a question. So well done.
It is well done. John brought up earlier, get used to playing with guys. You don't need any time to get used to playing with Patrick Kane. I mean, that's one of the things you mentioned, Chicago, that chemistry has been instantaneous. How have you seen his game? Because people will point out, boy, you know, he's older now. How would you assess playing with Patrick Kane and where he's still at?
You know, I think he's still as good as ever. I think the way he, you know, can slow the game down or bring the game to him, he really controls the play, and obviously his stick handling abilities and the respect he gets from, you know, the other team, they kind of back off, and, you know, he has some time to, you know, make those plays. So for me, it's always just finding some open space, and when he gives it to me, shoot the puck. So. Yeah, it's been very easy. Obviously, I played with him for a number of years, but, you know, from the start, it's a little bit of a learning curve to play with him. But, you know, once you figure it out, it's very easy to do. And, you know, he's still, I think, as good as ever.
No matter how many years you've been playing, there's always things, I know, in the offseason that you want to try and work on. What are some of the things you're trying to improve in your game this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. I think... Yeah, I mean, I could go down a list, honestly. My skating needs to get better. You know, obviously still working on the shot and different, you know, aspects of, you know, controlling it and getting it off. And, you know, I think there's not one specific thing I really, you know, over-focused on. I think it was all, you know, all-around game and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's hard to give a specific answer.
How has your off-season training changed from – right after your rookie season to how you approach the offseason now?
Yeah, I mean, similar in some ways and a lot different. I've gone through a couple different styles of workouts and, you know, trying to figure what's best for me, how hard to push in the summer and stuff like that. So, but, you know, this year and last year I took a little bit more time off skating. But previously I would take, you know, 2 weeks maybe and get back on the ice, and this time you know, it took maybe 2 months, so it's but kind of ramped it up quicker too, so
yeah.
It's all just trying to figure out what works best, and you know, you gotta feel your body. Some years you're gonna be able to some years you're gonna
wind
be
picked
able
up
to,
if you couldn't hear it on the mics.
Yeah, some years you're gonna be able to skate right away, and then if you're battling through some injuries or whatever, you gotta take some time off. So you just gotta listen to your body and see how it's not gonna be the same every year.
We're talking to Alex DeBrincat this morning on 97.1. What about for the team? Is there an area of emphasis that has been stressed for you guys for the upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's – I don't think you can ever be a good enough defensive team. I think that's, you know, what coaches are always preaching, and obviously, You know, you look at the top teams, they're able to score and play in those tight games and score in big moments and really handle the pressure well. So, I think there's emphasis on both sides of the puck and really, it's the attention to detail, and I think that's, something we've lacked at certain points of the season, and we just got to stick with that.
Alex DeBrincat, appreciate some of his time this morning. Red Wing season is right around the corner, and as you're telling us, you're itching to get back out there. So
for sure.
Good stuff. Thanks, Alex.
Yep, thank you, guys.
It's 97.1.